So there was a comment and a question. The comment, when we talk about infrastructure, it should not only be about PPP. There is a process that identifies the value for money of a project, and then you define whether it's a traditional procurement or a PPP. Just wanted to also share that PPP is not the only type of contractual arrangement that can be created. For me, it really depends, because it cannot be one another. Of course, policies, they have a lot of power. But if we take the example of Starlink, it's a very good technology that can be used everywhere, but it's not accepted in many different countries. Or if you have an app like Facebook or Twitter, it can be the access to the public can be also reduced. So it's not necessarily only on innovation on technology, it also relies on what the government will accept through their policies. So it's really a mix of different aspects that have to be taken into account. But again, PPP or traditional procurement, it goes back to what do you procure and how do you procure it to attract the private sector? And thinking about that, whenever there is a project that is being tendered, whether traditional procurement or PPP, the private sector is always saying, we are spending too much time looking for data instead of analyzing the project. So I think that is also very important when it comes, whether it's the innovation, technology, or the public policies. But I think it's a mix of all of them, but most importantly, I think the government has a lot of power when it comes to what they can accept or not.
Some